This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex.
All right, Roger Stone's going to ride the shotgun with us here in a minute. We're 7 hours in, Nico pointed out to me. I was thinking of my own show. 4 hours in, but David and I started at 8 a.m. We're celebrating the big win, but also looking at the big problems we face. We're also talking about the successes we've had with Trump, but also the places he hadn't done the best job. But Michael, Noel, Scott, Al, Danny, Kevin, everybody, we're going to you. Danny and then others here in just a moment. One of the callers wanted to get into Soros, but he just hung up, how to defeat Soros. But right now, I just want to point something out. I'm just not out to get humanity. I don't want to put mini cell towers in all your houses. They admit give us all cancer. But I'm not in a trance. So many other people are kind of in a trance, and they think if you try to warn them, you're like trying to mess up their daydream. And that's actually medically happened. The average person has lower brain waves than they did just 50 years ago and is in a near hypnotic trance. And so we're here to give people a break, their conditioning. We don't have the NPR sleepy time. Everything's okay. Stay where you're at. Everything's fine. I'm like a record skipping or a car wreck happening. I'm here to get you awake. Dr. Group.
No, well, if you notice what's happened over the last 50 to 100 years, it's more of an attack on the children these days now, because what they're trying to do is try to prevent people like you from showing up. And so they're trying to get all these kids mentally screened, diagnosed with bipolar, diagnosed with mental disorders, so they can always say, oh, he had a mental disorder. He was diagnosed and he was screened when he was 8 years old. That's what they're doing now. That's how sick they are. So now
they disrupt you. They give you all the red dyes, the chemicals, the electromagnetic, the culture, the TV shows for kids have no attention span or mentally ill on purpose. Nickelodeon, Viacom admit to fry their brains. Everything is a total attack. Let's go to calls here. Let's talk to Danny. Let's talk to Dr. Group. You're on the air, Danny.
Hi. The nascent iodine, the B12, and the super male are incredible products.
Thank you.
I would like to ask Dr. Group, are there any supplements or products that help promote the growth of stem cells, and would you consider making one if there is?
Well, the DNA Force is probably the biggest product that's designed to do that, but the fastest way to stimulate stem cells, and this was a study by USC, we were talking about it earlier, is water-only fasting. I haven't found anything in my over 20 years of research that can actually stimulate stem cell production as fast as water-only fasting can do it. And according to USC, in 72 hours, you can regenerate your entire immune system, and it reboots itself. So, I mean, think about that. You can go overseas to Thailand and get a $120,000 stem cell treatment, or maybe a $50,000 stem cell treatment, or you can do it for $1.99 a day with spring water or distilled water.
And let me be clear.
And do a water fast and regenerate your organs.
Let me be clear. There's hundreds and hundreds of studies just on BioPQQ alone that's in DNA Force that we're allowed to talk about because it's so powerful. But it regenerates nerves in some cases. So an area that was dead, like your knee, your back, it may come back. It may hurt worse for a while. I had a finger that was chopped off and was still numb up on the front. I took DNA Force after a few months. It came back. Sort of tingling. The feeling is back. So, you can actually say that, and it detoxifies the cells, so it doesn't grow telomeres, it keeps them from shrinking as fast, correct?
Yes, and I mean, the cleaner your body is, and the more you detoxify, and the healthier you become on a daily basis, the better your body is at producing stem cells, because your body has to eliminate pounds, literally pounds of dead cells every single day.
Danny, you've got to try DNA Force for yourself. As Dr. Group said, the fasting is amazing, each person's different, so consult your physician or your own research, but yeah. You did like the other products?
Oh, they're incredible. They're incredible. And I'd like to ask you if you could make the bone broth unflavored, because for some reason the flavorings bother me.
You know, we've got a lot of requests for a flavor-free, not strawberry or chocolate bone broth. And you know what? We'll do that for you. We're going to work on that, Danny. Thank you so much. All right, Noel, Al, Michael, others, we're going right to your calls on the other side. Kevin in Florida as well. Stay with us. And Roger Stone's coming on with the latest.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Today, that's InfoWars. Don't need a time machine, just need common sense to study the globalists and their architecture, their program, their operation to know what they're going to do next. That's how they ask. How do you know all this classified information? How do you know all these secrets? Because we do the research, and then we already know what's going on. And then people that are in corporations, high-level intelligence operations, tune into us because they know we know what we're talking about. And then we get information from them, and it's a symbiotic symbiosis. And why do you think we have next year's news today?
Because you figure it out. I mean, you figure it out and you have connections and you have the people that there are people out there that want to whistleblow and that want to expose and want to tell the truth. And it's all about people that have this information that want to share this information and get the truth out there. And that's why there's such a war to suppress the truth and suppress the people that are telling the truth and to try to prevent the next Alex Jones or the next person that's actually going to expose this information. I love that next year's news today because it's so true. It's, you know, you get the information as fast as we get the information. And we get information every single day. And now you're starting to see it in mainstream news. Look at CNN reporting on the fluoride. And I have all kinds of documentation support, you know.
Here. Why do you think CNN's come out now and admitted that fluoride causes massive brain damage?
I don't know why they came out. And I mean, I think to a certain degree, they're losing a lot of viewership and because they're not reporting on the truth, and they probably have, they are fake news. I mean, and people are starting to realize that, hopefully. I mean, I know there's the CNN, you know, lifers and everything like that, but come on. Some of the stuff is just so far out. People are waking up and the consciousness is rising.
Some people are waking up. Other folks, even though they're somewhat awake, they're on phones and computers so much that it's all just more data. So if you say, hey, this is important, this is going on, it's not like it's real. They don't then follow through is what I've noticed. And it's something that just absolutely, you know, is a plague on those of us that are trying to get people to actually wake up. Roger Stone's riding the shotgun with us for the hour. He's going to be hosting another hour of the War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up in about 51 minutes. And I want to go to Michael, Noel, Al, and Kevin, then we're going to punch out of here and let Roger take over. But Roger, we're going to have a bunch of compilation videos we haven't gotten to yet of the media crying on the night of the election, whining, and then calling for violence. We're also sending Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz down down to the demonstration where hundreds of people said they're going to show up, just scream at the sky, is what it's called, and just act like complete maniacs. What is going on with the left here?
First of all, I'm toasting the first anniversary, as so many others are, of the historic achievement of Donald J. Trump, the most improbable upset in American political history, and celebrating great memories of that night, but also pointing out that you, like he, when he said, look, we may have won the election, he said that night, but the fight is just beginning. Little did we know how right he was, and you were among the few who anticipated the extraordinary efforts by the left to disenfranchise him, to undermine his, destabilize his presidency, and so on, in the spasm of their epic loss. So, and the fight goes on, but it's a signal of an American renaissance. It's when the American people finally rose up and said to the two-party duopoly, enough of your crap. You know, they're tired of endless war. They're tired of the erosion of our civil liberties. They're tired of the billions of dollars of debt and borrowing that they load on our shoulders. They're tired of immigration policies that leave their neighborhoods unsafe and their streets unsafe. They're tired of trade policies that have given the jobs to foreign nations and sucked the jobs out of America. So,
and then we've got the big Googles and Facebooks and Twitters last week, and video will play coming up later in the hour, that's extraordinary, saying, we censored InfoWars at lunch. Because Congressman Quigley goes, I saw InfoWars was number one on the suicide attack. They wouldn't even say that. And they said that there was no attack in New York. Jones is fake. De Blasio isn't soft on terror. And they actually say this. It's crazy. And they go, yes, sir, we know. We banned it. We blocked InfoWars. Now it's a USA Today story, sir. And in live time, they're just admitting, like they robbed a bank culturally, that they're doing this in live time. It is just absolutely insane. And so now they want to block the AT&T Time Warner merger, which is fine with me. Trump's getting an antitrust guy in at the Federal Trade Commission. But what about Google and all these folks that are monopolies and then use it to literally screw over the First Amendment?
I've got to be honest with you, Alex. I'm in favor of the AT&T Time Warner merger. I really think the arguments against it from a technical and legal point of view are incorrect.
No, I know what it is. They want the same power Google has to operate, and bring competition. Google doesn't want it. That's what I'm saying. They're the monopoly. They're the new dominant group. Why don't they get their nose bloody? Why doesn't Trump hammer their ass?
Well, here's why I think it's significant, however. Perhaps the new management that AT&T puts at Time Warner would look at their owned asset, CNN, and make some leadership changes there. Maybe they should take that back to being a journalistic venture as opposed to a left-wing propaganda front. I think they should dismiss Mr. Zucker, and he would probably, show Jake Tapper and Don Lemon and Anna Navarro and the other brainiacs there the door. In a sense, I would like to see the merger go through, if for no other reason, for the selfish reason of cleaning up the most vicious, violent, vituperative, false attacks on our president.
But in a way, they're so discredited, it's almost good to keep them there, like Hillary. But I agree. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Noel in the great city of Chicago. Noel wants to talk about year in review for Trump. What's your report card? I'd give him an A+ for effort. I'd say on delivery about a B, but man, I tell you, he's better than I thought. What do you think, Noel?
In terms of a grade, you're putting me on the spot there, Mr. Jones, but I'd have to say, B minus, A for effort, yes, a little concerned about the swamp factor of the District of Columbia, but overall, in terms of trying to build back America on the world stage, he's doing a quite good job with other world leaders. But Mr. Jones and Roger Stone, it's quite fascinating to see a tale of two debates and the media perception of then-candidate Trump at the bowels of the casino basement of the Venetian Hotel after one of the debates in December, the Republican debates, and most of the corporate media hacks thought, when this is when I worked in Wyoming at the time, all the corporate media hacks thought that Trump's campaign was a joke. No shot of winning. They wanted Jeb Bush to speak. They all thought Jeb was going to bounce back and Scott Walker this and yada, yada, yada. But yet, at the end of the night, Trump was the last person of all the other morons that were candidates at the time, was the last one to speak to every media outlet that was there. And I saw it with my own two eyes, and I thought at the end of the night, boy, Trump really does have a chance of winning.
I was about to say, just the stamina and the entitlement of them trying to force-feed Jeb with him with 5% rates in the early part of the election and still most of the money being given to them, just like they tried to force-feed Hillary, it shows their Marie Antoinette level disconnect. Great point, Noel. Roger Stone?
Well, in that period, I think it's important to point out, Alex, the most dangerous place on the face of the planet would be between Donald Trump and a television camera. I mean, he is a master of the media. He knows the media that they're giving him is worth literally millions, including the coverage here at InfoWars, and he plays to it like Stradivarius.
And now the Wahhabists are getting their butt handed to him for Vegas, and a lot of big things are happening. Noel, thank you. Michael, Kevin, and others, straight ahead. Then Roger Stone takes over to quarterback, out of the InfoWar, right into the war room with Owen Schroyer. This is part of the 34-hour broadcast, InfoWars.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will be going into the war room. We're on 34 hours live here. We're like 7.5 hours in. A lot of exciting things and surprises coming up today at InfoWars.com. You want to be watching the live feed tonight? No, not for me doing an hour of Ask Me Anything Reddit at 8 o'clock. Yes, I'm going to do that at 8 o'clock tonight, Central. That's going to be good, but we've got some really good stuff coming for you. Trying to get your phone calls right now so Roger Stone can take over and get all the meat and potatoes he's got. But Dr. Group, sitting here with me, look at this new article. Dems win in Dem states that voted Dem in 2016. Kit Daniels, strange. MSM claims it's a setback for Trump as Dems sweep blue states. Again, you and I were not even Republicans. We just see a real rebellion with Trump, a global rebellion happening. Why do you think everywhere globalists are being kicked out of office? I mean, every week countries are removing globalists. And then prosperity just comes in like day following night.
Well, again, I think that people are waking up because of, you know, everything that you've been doing and everything that all the other alternative media has been doing. And people are, I mean, look, like you said, you can find on the Hill, you can find in Reuters, you can find in CNN. I mean, even all the mainstream media are starting to report the same exact things that we've been reporting on for a long time. I mean, the illegals that are coming out. I mean, how do you, you know, all of this stuff that's coming out is coming out in little tiny pieces so people can actually digest it. And the more little tiny pieces that are coming out over and over again, That's conditioning, but this is more or less conditioning in a good way, because these are all things that the lies of the mainstream media are being exposed. Oh, there was not any illegal. Oh, there was maybe 250,000 illegals who voted. Oh, now later on, oh, it's confirmed by Harvard. There was over a million illegals. You know, all of these different elections, people are coming out and they're saying, we want change. Okay. We are pretty much living in a designed socialist republic, and the only thing left to where we're not pretty much under a Nazi-style regime is the fact that we still have our guns.
That's right. And now what's happened is, it's like the Truman Show. He discovers that it's a matrix, and there's this whole ruling class that knows they're engineering us. You know, Roger, and we're going to go to calls. That's what's so fascinating about the election process was the WikiLeaks coming out and all the other documents. And now that's made it safe for other whistleblowers to come out and to see the Democrats going, we've got to keep them desperate and poor. They're starting to wake up. Let's use culture war to control them. I mean, they're like scientists messing with guinea pigs cold-bloodedly, like a bunch of sociopathic vampires or something.
What you got to do is go back and look at Julian Assange's incredible interview where he is asked several times whether the murdered Seth Rich is a source of WikiLeaks, and he's very skillful. He says, our sources are under great physical danger. We don't confirm who our sources are, but let me stress, yes, they risk their lives, and oh, by the way, I, Julian Assange, am posting a $25,000 reward for information that leads to the apprehension of Seth Rich's killers. Now comes Donna Brazile, who, believe me, this book is a bombshell. The The mainstream media is trying to ignore her confirmation of things that we reported here at InfoWars. Now you have a true Democrat insider saying everything we said about the Clintons, the stealing from Bernie, indeed, the murder of Seth Rich, it's all true.
And the stealing of the money and the blocking of the hacking, not letting the FBI in. I mean, she's exposing a lot of criminal activity. I think she did it not to sell a book. I mean, she called it Hillary's high command stealing the money. She's doing it, I think, to protect herself.
Well, not only that, but it comes down at the exact same time that William Binney, who is the foremost counterintelligence person, who has been the most, I think, authoritative critic of the idea that the Russians hacked the DNC and has a very science, hard science-based case why that is wrong, met with the CIA director at President Donald Trump's suggestion, which is certainly a step in the right direction. The point, of course, is that the evidence mostly shows that if there was a download of information, it was to a portable hard drive and out the back door, most likely, by the way, by a fellow named Seth Rich.
And now he got executed. So let's go there next. As our credibility goes mega stratospheric and the mainstream media becomes a laughing stock, what's the next shoe to drop, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, I think it's important to recognize that that they really want to silence us here at InfoWars. And this new expansion, when I was in Austin last week, I walked through the new studios. They are going to be state of the art like no one has ever
seen. By the way, they've been videotaping the building for days. Do we have any footage of that? Does today be the day to air that?
Yeah, well, it's possible that somebody trailed me there to your secret location, even though everybody in the car was blindfolded but my driver. Just kidding. And the best barbecue on the face of the planet, right nearby there. In any event, there is no question that the entire Donna Brazile narrative has shaken the power structure to its knees. I mean,
this Brazil thing's almost as big as the WikiLeaks.
Oh, there's no question, because it reaffirms so much of what Assange published has been true. Look, the government's narrative that Assange is a Russian asset is the greatest hoax of all time. He's a journalist. He does what we do here at InfoWars. He is known for the authenticity and the accuracy of his reporting. Never once has he ever been challenged for fabricating or producing something that wasn't 100% legitimate and therefore accurate. The New York Times cannot say that. The Washington Post cannot say that. I was very proud last week when on his Twitter feed he was among those who objected to the fact that I have been banned for life by the Twitter.
And by the way, you're going to file suit on that. I'm going to play a video when we come back and then go to these calls. But Roger, have you seen the congressional hearings where they literally admit Congressman Wigley, I'm not joking, that's his name, says, have you seen that InfoWars has the top story? And he goes, sir, we banned it at lunch. He goes, good. How do we ban it? He goes, well, we're getting AI computers, sir. We'll ban them permanently, sir. He's like, good, good job. I mean, it's like watching a Soviet meeting on TV.
Well, then they had the other senator that said, well, you're going to weaponize and got your back on that, too.
Sure, he said, I've looked at this report. There was a truck attack. The imam did warn Blasio. Blasio, whatever, Bumbo. What's the mayor of New York's name?
De Blasio,
Bumbo, whatever. I mean, this happened. That's what's crazy, Roger, is they say we're publishing fake news when we say the sky's blue, the sun's yellow, and birds have wings.
Yeah, in all honesty, I think that video, that stunning video, shows that they willfully violated your First Amendment rights is probably the basis for an extraordinary free speech lawsuit.
And we have the Project Veritas with the YouTube officials at the New York Times liaison saying our main mission is to ban InfoWars.
Meet you guys in court.
I know, we're gearing up, but I mean, I'm not a litigious person, but the lawyers are just licking their lips on these. I mean, the problem is 2-3 year fights, and yeah, we're going to, well, anyways, we'll be right back. Stay with us. We're going to play that clip coming out if you missed it. Stay there, callers. We're going to go to you. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service, run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to be a good boy and go to your calls with Roger Stone here in just a few minutes, but this is critical. Because it's not about, oh, we're number one, oh, they're attacking us. It's why are they attacking us? Because we're on target. We've studied their own documents. They were so arrogant, they thought no one would study their blueprints and expose it. And then by osmosis, basically, we built it. You came. because people want to be free. We want to oppose authoritarianism. The globalists call me a chump because I don't want to join them and screw people over. And what, build a planet of BS? We got enough problems. If we were good, we might blow ourselves up. If we're bad, we have no future. So, again, I'm a selfish person. I feel a connection to everybody and the future. And I want my progeny to go to the stars. I want to be a winning species, not a species screwing each other over. But then you watch these people attacking us for saying that an Islamicist had killed people in a truck last week, and that de Blasio had been warned by a famous imam who did it in person and on Fox News. We were reporting like saying fire hydrants are red, or Roger Stone's wearing a blue tie, or, you know, I've got a big head. I mean, or Nancy Pelosi can hardly talk. I mean, it's so crazy what they pick to call fake news, because they're still saying it's fake news. Jones is claiming that we stole the nomination from Bernie. Jones is claiming that illegals voted. They said that in the hearing, that I made that up. So here it is.
Let's look at unpaid content for a second. Sometimes these fake accounts are pulled down, but the fake story takes the false claims of widespread voter fraud, for example, generated by these accounts, have spread thousands and thousands of times, often picked up by legitimate news accounts. What do you do to flag that? What do you sense is your responsibility? And before any of you answer, let me just notice this, that if we're asking, is are we still in this situation?
Hey, this is a long clip. This is a long clip. We're going to kill this clip, and we're going to go to the one that we put together today with Project Veritas introducing, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the clip of where Veritas is pointing out in the Google videos, all of it internally. They're targeting us now in Congress. Here it is.
We confirm suspicions at Veritas. It's not a shock to you, but to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it, I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
As of just a short time ago, and I'm talking about when this meeting started, on Twitter, if you clicked on the hashtag NYC terrorist attack, which is, quote, trending, marked with a red button saying, quote, live, the top tweet links to an InfoWars story with the headline, Imam, I warned de Blasio about New York City of terror. He was too busy bashing Trump.
I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said,
your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
How quickly can you act, and what's your responsibility to set the record straight so that the people who saw this know that it's fake news, and at least at some point in time it can't keep spreading like some sort of virus through the legitimate world?
That's something we're thinking about all the time, because it's a bad user experience, and we don't want to be known as a platform for that.
You have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers.
The system self-corrected. That shouldn't be the first tweet you see anymore. It should be a USA article the last time I checked.
But you saw this.
USA Today. At lunch I did, yeah. And I also saw the system corrected.
That man's a threat to this country.
They didn't call out Fox News by name. They didn't call out anyone else by name. They said, when it comes to Alex Jones, we need people to scroll and manually find him and manually have to find that video. We're not going to allow that video, if it gets 10 million views, to be on the front of the so-called news carousel.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Alex Jones.
Now, in the full piece that's also on InfoWars.com, they say, and he also claims that illegals voted, which we know is fake. And the heads of Google, Twitter, and Facebook go, yes, we're banning him. We understand. Well, they just totally banned for life Roger Stone. Well, they say they want a good experience. It's a bunch of leftists threatening to kill and murder the president, threatening to kill Roger Stone, threatening to burn his house down, saying where it is. Keith Olbermann foaming at the mouth like a deranged homicidal maniac. We're all genteelly exposing them, and that's why they're crapping their drawers, Roger.
Now, Alex, look, you're absolutely right. Look, I've been around politics a long time. I'm an Italian-American, and I'm from pretty tough stock. But when people threaten to, you know, dismember or disfigure my wife, attack my children, when people say, oh, I know where your grandchildren go to school, threaten to kill my dogs, that I can't forgive that. I cannot forget that. So we're subjected to this torrent of hate. I know that in certain confines of Austin, you and I can't even go out in public without being accosted by drooling left-wingers who want to spew insults, that we have to move around, unfortunately, with security, which is a sad day for America. But the left can't, they have no other answer but shutting us up. They can't win a debate with Alex Jones. They can't win a debate with Paul Joseph Watson. They can't win a debate with Roger Stone. They don't care to debate. They just want to silence us. Frankly, Alex, you're lucky I have time to do the show because my phone is ringing with lawyers who want to represent you in your lawsuit after that stunning admission under oath before Congress. You've got one heck of a lawsuit regarding your First Amendment rights.
They're at lunch saying the head of Twitter, head of operations, yes, we banned him at lunch.
I mean, my phone is ringing off the hook saying Alex's constitutional rights have just been steamrolled by the federal government, and they admitted it under oath. That's an extraordinary lawsuit.
Why are they so honest about the censorship now?
Well, I think it's because they believe they have put a black hat on us through their, you know, Mockingbird Project-type media stooges, whether it is Megyn Kelly or whether it is fake Tapper, you know. The drumbeat, Jones is incredible, Jones is incredible, Jones is incredible, Stone is incredible. When in fact, they're the ones who are not credible. They're the ones where you do the back of the math addition and nothing they tell you ever adds up.
By the way, we have to blur out Keith Olbermann links on our stories or we could be kicked off our ISPs. I mean, that's how vicious this stuff is.
Well, and foul mouth. So, look, I use a curse word now and then. I would admit that my Twitter feed was pungent and pugilistic and pretty blunt. That's just the way I am, as you know, Alex.
But it was milquetoast compared to Olbermann.
Well, just in terms of the obscenity and dropping the F-bomb, every other word is the F-bomb, attacking the president personally. I mean, it's just...
He does appear to have Tourette's syndrome.
Well, I don't know. How do you do the... I don't know how while wearing a straitjacket you can type, but somehow this guy tweets. He's not able to hold a job.
I know you've got breaking news. So does Gribble. One Gribble going to jump in here. You're going to be hosting coming up in a moment. I'm sorry, callers. I promise you can kill me, Barry and James and Michael and Kevin. If I don't get to you, you can all, I guess, you can heel haul me. But just briefly, so I've not been plugging hardly any. We got free shipping store-wide. We hardly ever do that. For the celebration of the one-year anniversary of the victory of Trump and the defeat of the globalist. Are we angels? No, but we're not out to get you. The worm has turned. We're all in this together. Free shipping store-wide. Patriot apparel, T-shirts, ball caps, sweaters. A lot of it's made in America, by the way. It's all 50% off, including new designer anti-Antifa shirt that's only selling for 1 month. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off on Super Male Vitality. 50% off on so many of the other amazing products that are on the website. I had all the stuff. Here it is. Super Blue Toothpaste, Super Blue Mouthwash, Little Silver Nina, DNA Force, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
By the way, we knew that Trump was going to green light going after pedophile networks. He tweeted that years ago. And Newsweek asked, why are we obsessed with pedophiles? We're not obsessed with it. Hollywood and the globalists and the elites and the British royalty keep getting caught, including killing little kids. And we told you this dam was going to break. Now, in the hysteria, there's going to be some people who are going to make false accusations. But a lot of them are going to be real. And I'm not saying what's true and what isn't. But with Harvey Weinstein and others, it had been reported for a long time he was basically raping women. I've known Charlie Sheen and his dad and his brother. That's how I met him, was through Emilio Estevez. And, you know, he's been pretty wild and, you know, partying. I haven't hung out with him in years because I don't, you know, do drugs and things like that. But Charlie was always a gentleman and nice to the women I was around. I never saw any gay stuff or any pedophile stuff, but here it is. Friends of Corey Haim say he accuses Charlie Sheen of rape, of sodomizing him when he was 13. Then he wanted to have sex with Sheen again, allegedly, and Sheen was cold and said no to him. I'm not saying these reports are wrong. I'm also saying, though, you have to look when things like this unfold. Just like the Pizzagate, we have this huge thing confirmed in New York and the Aleister Crowley stuff and all the rest of it. Then they focus the media over on this as a rabbit trail to get people off. And I'm not saying that's happening here. I'm just saying I never saw any signs of this or any evidence of this with Charlie Sheen. But, again, I haven't really – I guess I was there with my wife before we got married. I had dinner with him about 2 years ago. And he seemed really in a bad place, and we just left. But I didn't see, other than him being angry about the media line about him, I think that was it. But I don't want to, you know, get into stuff like this, but I'm reporting on all of it. I know Charlie Sheen, and I've been friends with him like 12 years off and on, and because he's politically involved. And so I'm going to report on the interest of the fact that I'm reporting on all the rest of it.
Well, I mean, how long have we been talking about corruption in Hollywood and MK Ultra and the programs and the behind-the-scenes pedophilia stuff that goes on? And we've gotten reports of what goes on at the secret locations in Malibu and throughout Los Angeles.
I was about to say, Charlie's the guy that told me about bad stuff and how there was Satanism and really going after the Scientologists and things. That he was the guy telling me how bad it was and exposing it, not the other way around. So I think we should really look into this.
Yeah, I mean, now you're starting to see the exposure coming to fruition. I mean, this is not a joke. I mean, you have people coming forward. You have, you know, police agencies looking into it. You had WikiLeaks, you know, with the Podesta emails. I mean, who knows how deep this is going to go? But, you know, the good news is people are – the truth is actually coming out. And we're seeing that in a lot of different areas right now. And
sure.
It's a really good time right now to be alive and to see the things that you've known about that are being explored.
What do you think of Corey Feldman? I think he's very articulate and very well-spoken on these shows. I think he comes across pretty credible.
Yeah, I do. I agree. He comes across pretty credible, and, you know, time will tell how this whole thing pans out. But I guarantee you a lot of people are nervous right now, and it goes a lot deeper than Hollywood. It goes into a lot of the political arena, and I think a lot of people are running scared right now, senators, high-level officials.
By the way, we ought to find that clip of him on Dr. Oz yesterday. Or was Dr. Oz or was it Dr. Phil? I just heard about it earlier in my ear that he went on and called and filed a complaint on air with the
Los Angeles Police Department. Yeah, I heard.
All right, let's go to some calls. I've been really bad here. I apologize. Roger Stone's riding shotgun, about to take over in the next 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Florida. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Alex, for taking my call. I just wanted to say I'm a huge Trump supporter, voted for him. But the one thing I think that he's trying to drop the ball on is the whole indicting any of these criminal politicians. Maybe Roger could elaborate on that, of why that hasn't been done. I think it's not necessarily that somebody gets convicted. I think it's more or less that the majority of the people know that the rules don't apply to everyone, including the political elite. And I think that maybe the indictment of one of these politicians, pick your poison of who you think he could indict, could maybe change that perception. I don't know. I just wanted to get your take on that.
That's a good question. Dr. Grubb, Mr. Stone?
I'll let Mr. Stone answer that one. He's got to hit the inside connects on that answer.
I think the problem here is obvious, and that is we do not have a Trump Justice Department. We have a hijacked Justice Department dominated by Obama holdovers working closely with Rod Rosenstein, the liberal Republican former U.S. attorney from Maryland, whose political patron in the Trump administration is, believe it or not, Elijah Cummings. This is the skunk who has given us a special prosecutor to look into Russian collusion when no evidence whatsoever of any crime or Russian collusion exists. And he is the one who thwarts any effort to hold hold the establishment types responsible for their actions. I mean, look, in both the BCCI scandal and later in the biggest financial swindle of all time, the mortgage meltdown, no banker, no rich person, no one went to jail. Robert Mueller would conveniently arrange for you to pay.
Sure, Robert Mueller is as dirty as a public toilet. So why is he still in power?
Well, because I think the American people don't know this guy's pedigree and his track record, whether it is smuggling bin Laden relatives out of the country the day after 9/11, or whether it is calling off the investigation into foreign national.
But is it Trump going schools? After their back door with the takeout of the Wahhabists and the Clintons and the Bushes, inside pals, funneling their Saudi Arabian money in to prop up the New World Order? I mean, isn't Trump really delivering when he dynamites their operations?
Oh, there's no question. And I think the net results of these tumultuous changes in Saudi are going to be good for the United States. Prince bin Salman is not soft on Iran. He is not soft on radical terrorism. Now, I have many, many, many criticisms of the Saudi state.
Sure, but this is a shift in the right direction.
Well, they play a double game. We know that in our dealings with them. But right now we have a more tenuous common enemy, nuclear Iran, because those people are lunatics.
Well, I think what Trump's saying is no more double games.
Look, he's going to ultimately hold the Saudis accountable, and they have some explaining to do. But in essence, what the young prince has done is gotten rid of the Bush-era allies who sucked up millions in fraud.
Well, yeah, the main prince that was against Trump, fun of the Democrats. Oh, he's in jail now.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
The bologna sandwiches in there are really good, Al Weed, really good.
Let's talk to Barry in San Francisco. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for your time here, Alex. AT&T is about to purchase Time Warner, big mistake. And it ties into whether you have the courage to go with LeninMurderedTruth.com or not.
Sir, I don't know what you're talking about.
LeninMurderedTruth.com exposes Time and Newsweek. Newsweek, by the way, selling off half their operation now. As carriers of government codes in the headlines, all about John Lennon's murder.
Okay, listen, whatever you're smoking, I want some of it.
Yeah, I like it. John Lennon's murder, we're cooking now.
I'm not, okay, I think John Lennon was murdered, and I think the government was involved. They have, like, Strom Thurmond's signature saying, get rid of this son of a, you know what, because they didn't like him. John Lennon was really waking up to population control. He was writing albums about Satanists in government. I'm not at liberty to get into it. But I have talked to the family. They contacted me years ago, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Yoko Ono, Sean Lennon. I'm just going to leave. I never said that until today. But I mean, they.
Well, Alex, interestingly, the security guard at the Dakota where he was gunned down was there for 2 months and then left. Strange that he worked for the Central Intelligence Agency in the Bay of Pigs operation, and he appears to have gone back on the government payroll. He just happened to be the doorman at the time of John Lennon's murder. How interesting.
Yeah, so you say, do I have the courage, Barry? I mean, I reviewed the people, what is it, the government versus John Lennon, the film? I mean, I've been all over that. Yeah. Okay,
but thank you for your call.
I'm going to admit it. I killed John Lennon. I think I was like 6 years old, but I remember my mother crying. I mean, bawling. Yeah.
That's almost the only thing that Mueller left out of his indictment of Mueller. He should have indicted him for killing John Lennon as well. It would be just as ridiculous as the charges he did bring.
I just, the caller's like, you have the courage to expose they killed John Lennon. Like, well, of course I don't know. It's crazy. Dr. Group, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me on.
Great job. We got 50% off a lot of the products and free shipping. That's the biggest deals we've ever done right there.
Those are some great deals for your health.
We need folks to really take advantage of this.
The holidays are coming up, and try not to gain too much weight over the holidays. Eat healthy.
You look great, by the way. I can't wait this documentary comes out about how you fasted for 18 days on only water. Roger Stone's coming up with Owen Shore and more on the War Room. Spread the links of these live shows. That's how we get around the censors. They hope you don't.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Choose